Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host is slightly cracked, chipped, and crazed. Here's Griff.
And we're delighted to have you with us for our first 2018 live broadcast of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, this is January 9th, 2018. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 708. On today's show, we'll explore the upcoming USPS rate changes and we'll learn what you need to know about sales tax right now. We're going to also find out why 2018 is the year of the return. We're going to get some big-time tips on shipping big stuff and hear how one seller succeeds with Promotion Manager. And we'll also talk to you. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Negotiations, storms, and fannies all feature in today's eBay Radio News for January 9th, 2018. I'm Lee, and Happy New Year to you. All that bad weather on the East Coast, please keep yourself safe. eBay will automatically protect your seller performance and your late shipment rate like they always do. You may see late shipments due to this weather appear on your seller dashboard, but eBay will remove them before the seller evaluations occur on the 20th of each month. If you're unable to ship, eBay recommends communicating with your buyers to let them know the situation. USPS shipping rates are changing, and eBay has been hard at work behind the scenes negotiating discounts for you. As part of their annual rate assessment, the U.S. Postal Service announced increases on shipping costs effective January 21st, 2018. There's going to be a guest segment today, Griff, on eBay Radio regarding the rate increase and eBay's negotiations.
I see our guest waiting in the hallway right now.
Oh, wow. In the U.K., at one store in Manchester, a new way of shoppers collecting their e-commerce parcels has launched. It's dubbed the Parcel Tower. It's basically a gigantic parcel vending machine. If you want to collect your purchase, you provide a barcode, and very much like a vending machine, the automated facility goes off to find your parcel, the robot does, and brings it to you within 60 seconds. Walmart in the U.S. owns those stores in the U.K., and the machines have been in place here for some years. Looks like they're going to be successful in the U.K., too. Griff, Great. Do you use a fanny pack at all?
I'd rather stay home. No. I've never owned one, and just a personal, I never will.
Well, many people do. eBay sold over 57,000 fanny packs last year. And there was a fashionista magazine story about it this weekend. You can call it a bum bag, belt bag, waist bag, whatever you want.
I call it tacky.
But according to eBay's top shopped 2017 report.
No. Don't tell me this. Don't ruin my day. Go ahead.
Over 57,000 fanny packs were purchased on eBay last year, and the world was also introduced to a new way of wearing fanny packs.
How?
That some people think is really cool looking and practical. Crossbody instead of around your waist.
So a chest.
That's the latest thing, crossbody.
Your fanny on your chest.
So the question this now raises is, have fanny packs hit their peak? While they may soon hit a tipping point among fashion insiders, the mainstream public is only just starting to get on board. And one indication is that Urban Outfitters seem to have bought deeply into this trend. And with the men's fall 2018 shows already underway, we'll soon learn whether you and Howie will be wearing those fanny packs.
You will. Let me make this as clear as crystal. You will never see me with a fanny pack.
Never,
You'll
ever,
see me
ever.
With a fanny, but not with a fanny pack.
Ever, ever, never. One should never say never.
To quote Taylor Swift, we are never, ever, 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 ever getting back together again.
Okay.
With a fanny pack.
Okay. We leave the fanny packs to tell you a little bit of history.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is our final news story. Back in 1997, Tom T. Hall, who's pretty much known in country music for being a poet. He's a great writer. He released a song called Bill Monroe for Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about families listening to the Bluegrass King over their breakfast tables. The closing line of each verse is, and we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
100 miles from home. We made our living from the dirt if anything would grow. And we got our country music from a big old radio. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
And so Bill Monroe for Breakfast Every Day kind of stuck in the hearts and minds of country fans.
Mm-hmm.
But now, thanks to an auction on eBay, Monroe fans have the chance to actually have their breakfast with Bill by using his old Proctor Silex toaster to prepare their meal. There's a letter of authenticity from Bill's son, James Monroe. It's included with the toaster, verifying that the item had been owned by the father of Bluegrass and purchased directly from the estate. And it's never been cleaned, so it may have his DNA on it. Even.
Oh, please.
So, well, I feel I
had to clone him.
I kind of had to tell everybody why this was so important, because they did not mention the song in the listing, and they should
have.
Oh,
that was cool. Yeah, that's cool.
You see? I mean, that song made this whole thing work.
Yeah.
So the listing is Bill Monroe's Proctor Silex Toaster, Father of Bluegrass Country with Certificate. But, you know, it never told about the song. Anyway, that's eBay Radio News for January 9th, 2018, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
Yeah, and this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Wow-wee.
I saw Bill Monroe live once.
I emceed a show and got into a lot of trouble, but go ahead and tell me about the ones you saw.
So there was a production in the 80s with Gary Sinise as the star, as, what's his name? The Woad character in The Grapes of Wrath. What's his name? What's his first name? I'm having a brain moment. Anyway, with Louise Smith as the mother. It was a really interesting production. And the Bill Monroe and his band were the chorus. They were on stage and they, you know, played like, the background music and did songs during the production. It was amazing. I mean, it was a great show, but it was great. I mean, it was such a surprise. There's Bill Monroe on the Broadway
stage.
How
fantastic.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, I got into trouble over the air.
Oh, and Gary Sinise gets naked.
Oh.
And, yeah, at one point. Oh. There's a pond on stage, and he takes all his clothes off, and the audience was enraptured.
Okay, you win. Your story's better than mine would have been.
Naked Gary Sinise and Bill.
That's it.
Bill Ramone.
That did
Bill
it right Monroe. There. And please know that Bill Monroe was the godfather of country music. Bluegrass. Bluegrass. And his band was called the Bluegrass Boys. That was his first band. And it's because of Bluegrass, Kentucky. Bluegrass being, you know, famous in Kentucky.
Right.
So that's how the music got named. So very important.
Yeah.
So we talked about in the news a little bit the 17 top shopped items for 2017.
Yeah, we did.
We have them listed.
Do we now?
Yeah, you want to talk about them a little bit with me? Just
kind
of.
We don't have enough time.
Well, it's on page 13, I think.
Yeah, we can't do these. There's
no, we can't do all of them, but we could do a few.
Is this are they ranked in order? Like, is number one the biggest one, or is this just some?
It doesn't say.
I have a sneaking suspicion it might be, because the first one is The Force is Strong, and the 2 months before the December 15th release of The Last Jedi, Star Wars fever transcended generations to reach new levels of fandom and frenzy, and there were more than 450,000 Star Wars items bought on eBay.
Oh. Well, Giving Back for Good is number two. There seemed to be no shortage of tragedies and natural disasters.
Mm.
But shoppers rallied together to put their paychecks to work to benefit the greater good, Griff. The eBay community donated over $700,000 to charities.
That's good. And royal fever reigns between Netflix, The Crown, Pippa Middleton's wedding, and Meghan Markle's engagement to Prince Henry.
Prince Harry.
Right, sorry. Well, one of those princes. The royals all look alike to me. eBay saw U.S. shoppers coveting British brands throughout the year. In the weeks following Harry and Meghan's first outing as an engaged couple on November 27th, during which Meghan wore a white belted wrap coat, there were more than 13 white coats purchased every hour on eBay.
And you know, I have to tell you a little story about them.
Go ahead.
The reason they got engaged so quickly is because
don't tell me.
When they started dating,
the
queen said, "You guys better hide, because if you go out in public, all hell's going to break loose, and it's not fair to the girl." Right?
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
So they put them up in a little cottage on the grounds, and that's where they did their courting. is they
is that what
put
we call
them
it? Courting?
Together in a little cottage living together. Yes.
Oh, I'm going to court you so hard.
Yes. So that's what happened and why it happened so quickly. Also, swanky phones, very big, larger screens, new technology like Face ID, smartphones continued to get more premium in 2017. Throughout the year, there were more than 2.6 million smartphone purchases on eBay.
Yep. You know, I was going, you know, I'm doing this project. We'll talk about it later, Thursday. And I came across my first smartphone, my first cell phone in a plastic bin.
You never got rid of it?
I don't get rid of anything. That's the problem. That's why I'm getting rid of stuff. So I have every phone I've ever owned, I still have in a plastic bin.
Well, something's worth something.
Yeah, I checked. It's a StarTAC. Oh. And it's dual mode. And remember StarTACs from
the
90s? Yeah. And I plugged it in, it charged up, and I talked to Verizon, and they said, yeah, but it's dual mode. You can register it on our network. And I thought, you know, I should just go back and take this. My phone rings. I take out my little black StarTAC, open it up, and pull the antenna out and say hello.
And look real old.
Right.
Look even older than we are. So the next one is Move Over Millennial Park. And Move Over Millennial Pink, actually. As the millennial pink obsession reached its tipping point, Gen Z yellow bubbled up, priming itself to take the reins as the new it color of 2018. In fact, compared with 2016, there was a 7% increase in sales of yellow dresses seen on celebs and social media influencers. So as the millennial pink obsession reached its tipping point, Gen Z yellow bubbled up. So both colors look like crapola on me, I have to tell you.
What colors?
Pink and yellow.
Oh, of course. They're terrible colors. People are of a certain age. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Up next, USPS rate changes in recent eBay Radio.
When it comes to moving inventory, you know that velocity is key. Bulk gets it. That's why they upload new inventory 3 times a day. Bulk offers liquidation goods by the pallet or case, containing overstock, shelf pulls, and returns across dozens of categories, all from major retailers, including Target. They update their selection daily at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. Bulk even alerts you when new merchandise arrives in your preferred categories, conditions, and lot sizes. Bulk ships promptly right to your doorstep for a low flat rate. And you can purchase via PayPal or credit card from your computer or smartphone with just one click. So when you feel the need for speed, Bulk's right there with product alerts, fast shipping, and new lots 3 times a day. Browse for free at Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels, as well as messages on social media, is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time. And smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at ReplyManager.com/eBay Radio.